Because one of the more amazing procedures by which I'm going to identify you in a new light factor of reflection of life will be in regard to decisions that we have made concerning our Course in Miracles to offer ourselves agencies of the immediacy of the conversion of life that's going on right here and now. Because miracles are seen in light. Will you listen with me? May I come into this proceeding with you? Would you be willing to let me proceed with the idea of the action of our mind in my appearing from outside of this frame into the here and now, where you would recognize with me the certainty that the miracle itself is nothing but the power of our minds to decide what we want to see, what we want to see together, what we want to see in the projection of our mind? You listen with me. Listen with me. Listen. Projection makes perception. The world you see is what you gave it. Nothing more than that. But though it is no more than that, it is not less. Therefore, to you, it's important. It is the witness to your state of mind, the outside picture of an inward condition. Look, as a man thinketh, so does he perceive. Look with me, therefore, seek not to change the world, but choose to change your mind about the world, because perception is a result and not a cause. And that is why order of difficulties and miracles is totally meaningless. Everything looked upon with vision is healed and holy. Nothing perceived without it means anything. And where there is no meaning, there's going to be chaos. Look with me, damnation is your judgment on yourself. And this you will project upon the world, and you'll see it as damned. And all you see is what you did to hurt the Son of God. If you behold disaster and catastrophe, you try to crucify him. If you see holiness and hope, you join the will of God to set him free. There is no choice that lies between these two decisions, and you will see the witnesses to the choice that you make, and therefore you'll learn to recognize the ideas about yourself within your own choice. It's important to remember that miracles and the vision of yourself go together. This needs repeating, and frequent repeating, because it's a central idea in this brand new thought process that you have about yourself. What? The miracle of light is always there. Its presence is not caused by your vision. Its absence is not the result of your failure to see. It is only your awareness of miracles that is affected. Why? You will see them in the light. You will not see them in the dark. Did you hear? You will see them in the light. You will not see them in the darkness of the reflection of yourself. I'm going to join you here now. Notice I'm bringing a provision of light with me in my effort to instill and share with you the idea of a better reflection of our light identity in the miracle of the self-recognition that has become the prime ingredients in our effort to share the fundamental idea or certainty that the causation of the thought process by which I come to know you, I love idea that you're going to hear me in this factor. Do you see that? I'm a teacher of the mind training of A Course in Miracles. The provision that you have recognized in the procedure of our gathering together in this place, okay, in the idea of the universal recognition of yourself in correspondent with what appears to be reflection of light, are indications in the lessons that we're going to do today. That was the agreement that we had to perform the idea of lesson 91. Will you say it out loud to me?
Miracles are seen in light.
Miracles are seen in light. And without the light, you can't see. So that the indication are that the reflection of light that you're getting in correspondence with the mind training in decisions that you and I are making are indications we have set up a parameter of the idea. We often use the term hologram. The idea we have set up a parameter of a story process of communication, where I am going to attempt within the procedures of my own idea about the power of my mind, which will be lesson 92. Say to me, lesson 92.
Miracles are seen in light, and light and strength are one.
Miracles are seen in light, and light and strength are one. I love it. That is, notice it has no regard to the auspices of the association of the darkness or the light in the reflection of what you're seeing within the light frame, but only that the power of light increases dramatically with the new evidence of your loss of the frame of communication by which you have previously attempted to identify yourself with a reflection of light within the hologram of the proceeding of the idea that out there in the universe, from my mind, I am getting a reflection of light that in truth has nothing to do with my reality at all. Thank you for that. I love the idea that you're going to let me teach the idea. Shall we look for a second at the idea? Here, look at this. Say to me, is space finite?
Is space finite?
The idea of this idea and the particulars of this storyline in what I would attempt to reorganize you, the idea of reflections of light that we're receiving are nothing but this. The entire basis of the teaching of the science consciousness of my mind, with a fundamental admission that the reference of power are contained within the mindfulness of how I see myself. Space-time is a continuing idea of repetition of myself in what I want to see in the correspondence of myself. There. Now, setting up this parameter of time, this of course now is the return of a single perfect whole body. Just remember we saw this last video, the motion picture of the action that you're about to see in the sudden reappearance of a new light factor within your mind. Say to me that a moment before wasn't there. Is that so?
Yes.
In other words, the reflection of light that I am offering you within the power of decision of your own mind will give you a better momentary vision of what you want to see in the correspondence of your mind in regard to the proceedings by which you have identified yourself within the body identity of a reflection of light, thank you for that, in which you recognize me. I recognized you now. Oh, now, what happened? All right. The break in the communication, which represents the idea of separate location of ourselves as we look out into the universe, are the proceedings by which we continue to identify ourselves as separate from each other. But the power of light that I am representing to you by the decision factor of your self-consciousness, in truth, I'm talking the universal mind, have no concern at all about the concepts of your idea of body formulation. Say to me, I'm healed and whole. Yes, I am healed and whole with the power of my mind, that only a single decision is possible within the frame of myself of light. Look, and it has absolutely no regard to what appeared to be a false reflection of light that I was gaining within the association. Now, I saw that association of light undergo an experience in correspondent with this correspondent. This is called a hologram of light in a better reflection of how you want to see yourself in the idea that it's possible at this moment for you to take lesson 90, or the idea that the decision for light is in fact yours to make, and utilize the idea that you are intentionally holding on to a memory frame of a body organization within this hologram of light. Now, here we are once again with this whole idea. Oh, I didn't mean to pick up quantum teleportation. The reason that I perhaps picked it up is because I saw you get a better reflection of yourself in regard to yourself. At that instant, we could have recognized ourselves anywhere out in the universe, couldn't we? First, we're going to do lesson 91. We're going to continue with it because it's going to see and say that you are fearful of altering your association of the definition of yourself, because in effect, it's going to be, say to me, the loss of my body.
The loss of my body.
Of course. My whole idea that miracles are seen in light have nothing to do with the body formulation at all. Mastership of the return of Jesus, in the indication of the necessity to see the guy who previously, a moment before, was demonstrating to you an enemy, an evil body form, one that you love that was going to get old and sick and die, have become so chaotic within your own idea of yourself that finally in lessons 91 and 92, what you're really saying is, I've had enough. What I'm going to do in the practice of the conversion is simply not decide the attack-defense modality that I have been using in order to identify myself. My goodness sake, that's bright. Thank you for that. Did we begin to recognize each other within this body formulation of ourself? Huh? You must have been using the lessons in the workbook of A Course in Miracles that were indication that none of this idea of yourself within the factor of light really had anything to do with you at all. And that when you set up a hologram of light, all right, like a stage of the idea that the universe is just a reflection of light in which you are entering momentarily, in order to set up a parameter of holographic ideas within your idea of galactic association, where the particulars of your mind will allow for a continuing conversion in which I have come into this frame with you to demonstrate to you the practice of the lessons of learning the curriculum of the Course in Miracles, that there's always another world that I can see. That the other world is going on simultaneously with this. And in fact, I can make a decision at this moment. This is the return of Jesus, who is present with us now, to simply leave this continuum of time altogether and ascend into a new frame where you will be able to see me better in this light reflection. In this reflection of light, will you listen? Miracles are seen in light. Listen. Remember, you will see them in the light. You will not see them in the dark. To you, then, light is crucial. While you remain in darkness, the miracle remains unseen by you. Thus, you are convinced that it's not there. This follows from the premise from which the darkness comes. Look with me. Denial of light leads to failure to perceive it. Failure to perceive light is to perceive darkness. The light is useless to you then, even though it's there. Look, you cannot use it because its presence is unknown to you. And the seeming reality of the darkness makes the idea of light meaningless to you. Will you listen with me? To be told that what you do not see is there sounds like insanity to you, doesn't it? It's very difficult to become convinced that it is insane in the reflection of yourself not to see what is there and to see what is not there instead. Look with me, you better listen. You do not doubt that the body's eyes can see. You do not doubt the images they show you are reality. Why? Your faith lies in the darkness, not the light. How can this be reversed? For you, you better listen to me, for you it's impossible. But you're not alone in this. This is what the mind training is about. Your effort to convert your mind, however little they may be, have very strong support in the conversion of the light. Did you but realize how great the strength of mind actually is, your doubts would vanish. Today, look with me. We will devote ourselves to the attempt to let you feel this strength. When you have felt the strength in you, which makes all miracles within your easy reach, you will not doubt the miracle. Look at this. The miracles, your sense of weakness hiding from you, will leap in your awareness, and you'll feel the strength of all that you want to accomplish within your own mind. Very simply because you want to accomplish it within your own mind. Here's the direction I've taken with you and the ideas you're about to make application of the conversion of your mind in a new frame I have set up within the sequence of time. I'm going to appear to you now as a framework of light in a definition of how you are seeing me within your body form. Look with me. The reason that that is necessary, remember we talked about the hologram? Remember how I just was talking to you about the idea of quantum teleportation? For some reason or other, you seem to be under the impression that I'm really concerned about the separation of the body form of the reflections of light that you are getting in the proceedings of yourself that would be in the totality of something other than what you're seeing within your own frame. It's not true. I am showing you on a continuing basis that the action of the decision you are making in regard to wanting to be this body form within the range of time that you have established within your own mind actually do not concern me in the slightest. The repetition of your idea of yourself in the extension of the galactic association of the universe. Remember when we used to declare to you it's 13,000 million years old? Say to me, I'm about 40,000 years old.
I'm about 40,000 years old.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, look at yourself. Look. The idea of the arrangement of the consciousness of your idea of yourself can only be a factor that you have established within your consciousness of association of the body form that you are representing at that time in a memory that's contained in you. We use the term Homo sapien, don't we? The idea that you're an organization of body formulation with an aggregation of time that has a memory in its entirety, and this has been set by you in the definition of yourself within what we call your DNA, of about 40,000 years. But come on, if the 40,000 years idea of the memory of you have now looked out and established the idea in the hologram, and the word I'm looking for is
holodeck.
Holodeck in the idea of the procedure, in order that I can find the other word that I am looking for.
Anthropic.
Anthropic idea, or the association of the entirety of the possibility, look with me, that all living consciousness in reflection of light have an innate capacity to recognize themselves in that 40,000 year cycle of time, you listening with me, before they entered into this frame and after they left. This isn't difficult. How else are you going to get out into that hologram of stars? That is, how else are you going to see a proceeding of quantum teleportation if you can't recognize yourself in the new frame of light by which we are identifying with you? Here's a little bit more now about the power of light to decide the outcome that you want, with the remembrance that the outcome is going on all the time now. What you've learned from me is stop deciding you want that reflection, and immediately it changes. Miracles are seen in light. The body's eyes do not perceive the light, but I'm not a body. What am I? I'm not a body. What am I? This needs to be raised again and again within your own mind. What you think you are is a belief that needs to be undone in your mind. But what you really are must be revealed to you. The belief that you are a body calls for a correction, being a mistake. The truth of what you are calls on the strength in you to bring your awareness what the mistake has already concealed in you. If you're not a body, what are you? Listen, you need to be aware of what the Holy Spirit uses to replace the images of a body in your mind. You need to feel something to put your faith in as you lift it from the bodies. You need a real experience of something else within your mind. Something more solid, more sure, more worthy of your faith. Are you ready for it? And you're about to get it right now. And you're about to receive it right now, because we're taking a sequence of time in the ideas of the factoring of your mind, in the identity with what you want to see within your own correspondent. And we are attempting, by decisions that you are making within your own mind, to increase the frequencies of light by which you have heretofore, in space-time, retained a location of what you wanted to see within the factoring of your own mind, and have used it in this 40,000-year cycle to identify yourself in a location that you apparently have come into in the organization of the practice of your mind, in the simple admission of your own correspondence as a human being, that there is inevitably in the memory factor of your mind a period of time in which the instant of conversion from the idea of space-time, this is the 40,000 years, this is the whole idea of 14,000 million years, occurred within the reflection of light that we are seeing. I'm going to leave you just for a moment within that factor. It's important that you see in this new idea of the mind training that when I return, you will be an entirely different factor of the reflection of light that you appear to be in within the correspondence that we're finding with each other, that we're finding with each other. In the joy of the happiness of the power of that light. There we are. See that lens of light that's letting you see in the hologram of the idea of you, a reflection where suddenly that idea of you is there and suddenly meeting us together out wherever we go out in this world. We are beginning to recognize ourselves in new faculties of space-time that no longer require we remain within the dim frequency of light that is heretofore identified what we thought we were, and now realize in this hologram that I am seeing you in that whole new factor, very simply because the power of decision was mine to make. I am using the power of the mind of the universe to reflect to each other the certainty of the love that I'm feeling for you, and the faith we have placed in ourselves that there must be something else besides the conflict that I'm feeling within my own mind. God goes with us wherever we go, and we can say together as we have been, the 3,000 year period, God bless us, each and everyone, in the recognition of your mission. Your mission for converting your life, for converting your light, for converting your light, your light.
Take a sentimental journey, gonna set my heart at ease. Gonna take a sentimental journey to renew old memories. Got my bag, got my reservation, spent each dime I could afford. Like a child in wild anticipation, long to hear that all aboard. 7 takes me back. Never thought my heart could be so yearning. Why did I decide to roam? Gotta take that sentimental journey, sentimental journey. Sentimental journey.
Never forget, the world the sightless see must be imagined, for what it really looks like is unknown to them. They must infer what could be seen from evidence forever indirect. and reconstruct their inferences as they stumble and fall because of what they did not recognize, or walk unharmed through open doorways that they thought were closed. Look with me, so it is with you. You don't see. Your cues for inference are wrong. And so you stumble and fall down upon the stones that you did not recognize, but fail to be aware you can go through the doors that you have opened through yourself that you thought were closed, but which stand open before unseeing eyes waiting to welcome you. Listen with me. How foolish is it to attempt to judge what could be seen instead? It is not necessary to imagine what the world must look like. It must be seen before you recognize it for what it is. You can be shown which doors are open, and you can see where safety lies, and which way leads to darkness and which way to light, because judgment will always give you a false direction. But vision shows you where to go. Why should you possibly want to guess about it? Look with me. There is no need to learn through pain, and gentle lessons are acquired joyously and are remembered gladly. What gives you happiness, you want to learn and not forget. It is not this that you would deny. Your question is whether the means by which this course is learned will bring you the joy that it promises. If you believed it, there would be no problem in your learning. How could there be? You're not a happy learner yet, because you still remain uncertain that vision gives you more than judgment does, and you have learned that both you cannot have. And I'm back for a moment within our association of time, because I love to teach the idea that the power of decision is yours to make within the framework of the idea that in the text of the Course in Miracles, I began to read you, shall we teach just for a moment, chapter 21 of the Course, where as I look at you and your identity of your self, you begin to have moments of recognition of me. Say to me, I'm happy.
I'm happy.
Then a moment later, you find yourself in a procedure of a reflection of light in which you can no longer identify the joy that you momentarily felt in the recognition, first of perhaps of someone else within your idea of yourself, in which what? You shared, say to me, a common goal.
A common goal.
Thank you for that. I'm a teacher of the resurrection of my Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who under the direction of the conversion of his body formulation had an experience of the entirety of the recognition of the space-time that he thought he occupied within the universal mind of the power of God was not what reality is. Yet when he appeared there momentarily within the direction of the reflection of light, he had to learn within the fabric of time that the time itself in which he found himself, and now I'm speaking of the whole universe, had only lasted for that moment in the framework of himself and is now over. So what's happening with the mind training? You are training your mind in the idea of the power of mind to remain constantly in observation, okay, of the relinquishment of your necessity conceptually to judge within your idea of the species, Homo sapiens, the ego that you use to demonstrate who you think you are is not who you are. That's not you. There. No. Strangely, within the idea of yourself, you are perfectly aware, I just saw you see that within your own light factor, that who you were in that reflection of light is actually not who you are. I know that you and I, in our reflections of light, in correspondence to what we think we are reaching agreements about situations in idea of past and future relationship that allow us to organize the idea that this body form appears to be. This is the hologram now, isn't it? This is the idea that this stage was actually blank within the factor of light. And we'll show to you as much reflection of light as you want to see in your reappearance here within the idea of the reflection of light. And that in the practice of the idea that decisions about yourself in the judgmental factor of your concept are being made by yourself allow you to continually look within the mind training for another idea about yourself. Are you listening with me? That is not accustomed to retaining within itself the certainty that because you're a body, I'm going to be a body. This is the lessons 92, 93, and 94, but I'm going to stay with the idea that you're getting used to the idea you're a body form, and I'm going to disrupt you despite your need to protect yourself. I intend to disrupt you because you have sufficiently looked at your association of yourself and determined that the outcome that you're getting, having been informed by me that the decision is within your mind to make, you have simply decided there must be something else that I can see. There must be something else I can see that will give me a better reflection of myself. A better reflection of myself that I just saw you see within this new parameter. I'm glad you came into this frame with me now. You see that? A moment ago, you weren't there. A moment ago, you were getting reflections of your own light formulation and had to justify the defense of the motivation by which you had been expressing yourself in the correspondence of the light idea of the power of your individual mind to decide the outcome that you want. Listen with me. You're making decisions all the time. You're very much aware that the consciousness of you in the state of the condition of the species of the idea of a human being is in a judgmental idea of a location in space-time in which he finds himself, which is not the truth of who he really is. And he's aware of it. Yet each moment in the reflection of light, he needs to identify himself. Here we are now, within this 40,000-year sequence. He needs to identify himself as coming here and being here, look with me, without the fundamental admission that he left. Okay? What we are offering to each other within this cycle of time, in the memories of the reproduction of the certainty of the visionary idea of repetition of light, is that there's always something else that we can see. But we had to train our mind to continually let it come about as we shortened the ratio of that 40,000 years, which was only a blink, to the certainty that what? We came here and we left. We've gotten used to the idea that we have to be a pertainment of this body. That's enough of this. Now I'm speaking directly to you in what you termed the crucifixion. Remember the idea that you think you're a body formulation that gets old and sick and dies? Why? What could possibly be the purpose in being an identity of your body form contained within the 40,000-year cycle if there in fact is a whole universe out there that's simply waiting for you to become newly accustomed to the idea that there's always something else that you can see, so that time itself will not hold you as an invention of your own reflection of light in what you no longer want to see? I've had enough of this. Have you had enough? Have you had enough? Listen with me about the new light that's come into your frame. Look with me about the new vision of light that's beginning to appear in the conversion of the darkness, in the recognition. You see that? If my eye be single, okay, my whole body will be light. Thank you. Master Jesus is here with us. When I change my mind, I change the world. Because when I change my body, the world out there will change. Listen. You're not a happy learner yet, because you still remain uncertain that vision gives you much more than the judgment of yourself, and you have learned that both you cannot have. The blind become accustomed to their world by their adjustments to it. They think they know their way about in it. They learned it not through joyous lessons, but through the stern necessity of limits they believed they could not overcome. And still believing this, they hold these lessons dear, and they cling to them because they cannot see. They do not understand the lessons are what are keeping them blind. Look, this they do not believe. And so they keep the world they learn to see in their imagination, believing that their choice is that or nothing. Look with me. They hate the world they learn through pain, and everything they think is in it serves to remind them that they are incomplete and bitterly deprived. Look with me. Thus, they define the life in which they live, adjusting to it as they think they must, afraid to lose the little that you have. And so it is with all who see the body as all they have and all that the brothers around them have. You listen to me now. You try to reach each other, and you fail, and you fail again. And you adjust to your loneliness and pain and death, believing that to keep the body is to save the little that they have. Listen. Try to think if you remember what we're going to speak of now, because we want you to hear it. Perhaps you catch a hint of an ancient state, not quite forgotten, dim perhaps, and yet not altogether unfamiliar, like a song whose name is long forgotten, and the circumstances in which you heard it completely unremembered. Not the whole song has stayed with you, but just a little wisp of a melody attached not to a person, look, not to a place, not to anything particular, but you remember from just this little part how lovely was the song, how wonderful the setting where you heard it, and how you loved those who were there and listened with you. The notes are nothing, yet you have kept them with you. Not for themselves, but as a soft reminder of what would make you weep if you remembered how dear it was to you. Look with me. You could remember, yet you're afraid, believing you would lose the world that you learned since then. And yet you know that nothing in the world you learned is half so dear as this. Listen. And see if you remember an ancient song you knew so long ago and held more dear than any melody you taught yourself to cherish since then. Because we are in the recognition that we are going to express together a very old idea of a song that has become real in the fabric of your mind, in the idea that the lyric of the idea, that the vision of light will be expressed by the power that I feel within my mind, in a melody that's very old in my mind. It is a constant reminder to me within the fabric of the space-time in which I find myself, that available to me are the love of our discovery of association together that has a lyric in it of recognition of each other in space and time in a new hologram of light where the power of decision of my mind has increased in a frequency that does not in any way take away the physicalness of my body identity. You listen with me? The idea that you are a reflection of light in that body identity have increased in frequency of the recognition of the love of God in the universe without the necessity within the idea of the lyric of the song, which certainly includes a lot of loneliness, doesn't it? A lot of pain, a lot of loss, a lot of ideas that our body formulation that within us, deep within us, perhaps not even seen in the concepts of our self-identity. There's a whole universe out there of light that will reflect anything we choose within our own mind on decisions that are contained within our own mindfulness of self that aren't out in space-time. You look with me. All power of decision in what you want to see in this reflection of the light of the melody we are writing contained within the joy we're feeling with each other will allow you to experience a revision of yourself going on continually with the idea that you would be separate from me. Now, this did not disallow you from undergoing your individual experience of conversion of light, but you listen with me. The distance between the beginning and the end of the idea of the entirety of space-time cannot be more than you are deciding within the power of the hologram of your own reference of yourself in what you want to see in the singular idea that the power of decision to remain within the conflict of the idea of the formulation of your body is precisely and exactly the same power you will utilize out in the universe in the momentary reflection of light that you thought was necessary in the loss of the power that's inherent in you in lesson 92. Listen. Miracles are seen in light, and light and strength are actually the same idea. This is a continuation, isn't it? You do not think of light in terms of strength and darkness in terms of weakness. Look with me. This is because your idea of what seeing means is tied up with the body and its eyes and its brain. Thus you believe that you can change what you see by putting these little pieces of glass before your eyes or getting reflections of telescopes out in the universe. This is among the many magical beliefs that come from the conviction that you're a body and that the body's eyes can see. You're going to listen with me. You also think as you organize yourself physically. The body's brain can think. Come on. If you but understand the nature of thought, you could but laugh at this crazy idea. It's as if you thought you held the match that lights the sun and gives it its warmth, or you held the world within your hands, securely bound until you let it go in the limitation of your body formulation. If this is no more foolish than to believe the body's eyes can see or the brain can think, you listen with me. It is God's strength in you that is the light in which you see, as it is his mind with which you think. His strength denies your weakness. Look with me. It is your weakness that sees through the body's eyes, peering about in darkness to behold what? The likeness of itself. The small, look, the weak, the sickly, the dying, those in need, you, the helpless and the afraid, the sad, the poor, the starving, the joyless. Look with me. These are seen through eyes that cannot see and cannot bless. You listen with me. Strength overlooks these things by seeing past appearances. It keeps its steady gaze upon the light that lies beyond them. It unites with light of which it is a part. What does it see? It sees itself. It brings the light in which yourself appears. In darkness, you perceive a self that is not there. Strength is the truth about you. Weakness is an idol falsely worshipped and adored, that strength may be dispelled and that darkness can rule where God appointed that there should be light, and there will be that light. Thank you for the intensity in which you are making application of the practice of the possibility as a teacher of God in the recognition of a decision that had to be made by you in your own mind, very simply because the power of decision in what you wanted to see was yours to make. There are 3 minutes left. How long will that 3-minute cycle be in the idea of the association, say, of lesson 91, in which you recognize reasonably within your own mind that the power of decision is yours to make, and that in fact you're always deciding within your idea of yourself what you want to see, and that in fact you are using the power of a single universal self-recognition of yourself in the deciding factor that the ideas of the location in which you found yourself in your body formulation of self, and in which you had organized ideas of a hologram of light where you could make appearances to give each other separate reflections of the idea in which you had located yourself within a parameter of a hologram of light. Let's use galaxies that are out there. I love the idea that we can look now through bright telescopes out in and see billions of stars and billions of galaxies that are with power much, much, much more than the idea that we have about ourselves. Yet we don't seem to be able to find them. So we take one quick look. Why? You're afraid. You're afraid that you're going to lose the reflection of light by which you have identified yourself, and now we have a new appearance. Coming from out of nowhere, and I mean nowhere literally, within the frame of time, has been a recognition of a wholeness, this is Jesus, who is going to be a true reflection of what you want to see, yet it must be a different place in which you recognize him. I'm going to leave you now. I'm going to come back. Perhaps, or shall I do another cycle? I can do another cycle of time very rapidly within the reflection of light if you'd like to recognize with me that the power of decision was yours. As Jesus would remind you, the guy who is your enemy, the reflection of light, the guy that you're defending yourself from, the guy that you hate and despise, all of the things that are going on are only going on in your own mind. And you've decided to change your mind. You don't know what the alternative is, but you've had enough of this. You don't know what that factor of Jesus is suddenly going to appear, but you've discovered that the better reflection you get of yourself in the idea of the consciousness of raising your frequency of light, the better association we find with our commitment to the idea that this world of space-time was over a very long time ago. God is the power of the mind that I'm using. God is the power of the universe we're sharing together in this bright reflection of light. And we're going to say together, God, bless us, you and I, together in this reflection. And listen with me now about what this mind training has brought about in your mind.